not the conference, but the fact that we're here to worship, to praise, to exalt the King of Kings.
Hallelujah.
And to give honor and glory to His name. Before I start to do the sermon this morning, I would like to take 10 minutes. Tony, 10 minutes. Please. Keep me on track. Please. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise Him, all you servants of the Lord. You who stand in the house of the Lord and the courts of the house of Elohim, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to His name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for Himself and Israel for His special treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and Adonai is above all gods. Whatever Adonai pleases, He does, in heaven and in earth, in the seas and in all the deep places. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the heaven. He makes lightning for the rain. He brings the winds to His treasuries. He destroys the firstborn of Egypt, both of men and beasts. He sends His signs and wonders into the midst of you, O Egypt, and from Pharaoh and all his servants. He defeated many nations and slew many kings. Sihon, king of Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. And He gave their land as a heritage, a homage to Israel, His people. Your name, O Adonai, endure forever. Your fame, O Adonai, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge His people, and He will have compassion on His servants.
Amen.
You know, before we start, I wanted many, how many of you are here for the first time and witnessing a Hebraic conference like this? Raise your hand. How many of you have never had the privilege to be in a Torah service? Raise your hand. Okay, now many people, when we come into this understanding, there's a lot of resistance to trying to learn to do the Amidah and trying to do the service on Shabbat. I'd like to quickly, in a few minutes, which anybody who knows me knows that's practically impossible, I'm going to do my best to try to entice you to understand why we do what we do. Are we trying to learn from our brother Judah? Absolutely. Because he took the essence from the temple and he basically encapsulated it in a little prayer book that if you do not have any concentration or any meditation on the words, it means nothing. In Hebrew, it's called Kavanah. But if you put your heart and your soul and your mind and everything that you have into a prayer or a protocol or a blueprint of how to approach, how to praise, how to exalt, how to uplift, how to handle yourself in the presence of the King of the universe, ladies and gentlemen. Now today, you will have the opportunity that out of 1 out of 7 billion people on the earth, you are a remnant that the Father has called from among the nations to lift, to uphold, to exalt, to praise, to worship, to revere, to exalt the name of the living Elohim. The problem is that when we get together on Shabbat, we want to argue about theology. We want to argue about who's got the right name and who's got the... We want to argue, and I got to let you know what I love about this today? It's not about Tony. It's not about Lenny. It's not about my brother Earl. It's not about me. It's all about the King of the universe who set out a special day to be a sign of His covenant so that you will be a partaker of His glory.
Amen.
Yes. Have you ever wondered why? And I can promise you that I'm not going to get through this without crying. I am not going to promise you. Because I cannot believe that the Creator of heaven and earth saw pleasure in us that He took me while I was in defilement, when I was in idolatry, when I was in rebellion. And then He saw and He remembered the covenant of my forefathers. And He said, I have found favor and I will bring you back. Not because you're righteous, not because you're holy, but because I remember for my holy name, for my righteousness, for my sake, for my arm, for my name, for my Torah. And I will bring you back. I will sanctify you. I will equip you. I will redeem you. I will restore you. And then you'll be a witness to the nations. That's you. That's you. And let me ask you all a question. Do you believe that the Father sitting on the throne is the King of all the earth and everything around?
Yes.
Do you believe that Yeshua, our Messiah, the one who gave His life for you and for me, so that we may have access to the Father? Do you believe He sits at the high priest at the right hand of the Father?
Yes.
Do you believe that God cannot change?
Yes.
Do you believe that He's eternal?
Yes.
Do you believe that He will rule and reign?
Yes.
If Messiah were walking through the door right now, would you know how to render honor to your King? Would you know how to approach Him? Would you know how to honor and talk to Him in a manner that will be respectful and honorable as a king deserves? Now, if we have a meeting with the president of this country, whether you agree with his policies or not is irrelevant, but if you have a meeting with him or the Queen of England, you want to make sure you dress your best. No one has ever seen me in a suit before. My wife saw me this morning, she goes, man, hello. You know? But I want to be my best today for him. And you know what's really sad is that as we are so busy arguing with each other, as we are so busy conflicting with the names and the calendars, Sabbath, you know why Sabbath is so important? Because Sabbath, if you notice the Ten Commandments, when it gets to the Sabbath of servants, the Creator gives us a reference to Genesis 2. Have you ever wondered why? Because in Genesis, he established creation and he put his seal of creation, Shabbat. That declares his lordship, his kingship, the authority of who created it. And when he came in covenant with our forefathers on Mount Sinai, you know what he did? He gave us the sign of his creation so that when we keep the Sabbath, it's not about traditions. Yeah, I keep a lot of them. As an observance, it's not a problem. As long as you don't put them above the Torah, we're cool. But you know why the Sabbath is so important? Because the moment that you receive the Shabbat, you have just declared to the world that you are loyal, you are faithful. You are an undeniable servant of the King of the universe, the one who created the heavens and the earth. So while you're so busy arguing about who's right and who's wrong, the Father is sitting on the throne waiting for his kingdom to show up on his day to only do one thing as one people, as one voice, as one heart, as one nation, to worship, to praise the King of creation. So we better find our place. I beg of you. Learn, like Abil was saying last night. Head knowledge is only head knowledge. But if we don't know our place in his kingdom, then it's nothing. When was the last time you prayed to the Father to reveal to you what is your role in his kingdom? My role is to serve him. And I make a declaration, and I hope you keep me up to this. I just want to be known, to be a servant of the King, who did his best to teach his kingdom how to honor the King. That's all I want to live for. Amen?
Amen.
Will you be willing to allow us the opportunity to come together as one people? Now listen, I can't keep up with how many different names they are. So if you call them one way, one way, one way, that's up to you. Today we're going to be neutral because it's not about you, it's not about us. So that was, there's no controversy, no theology, no problem. We are going to get together. We're going to be an example of a people. An example of a people who can put aside of our differences. And when it's time to come as one people, one bride, one nation, we forget about us and we honor him.
Amen.
Are you willing to honor your King?
Amen.
Now remember, let me give you some housekeeping things. When the Torah, I'm going to tell you when to stand, when to sit down. When the Torah is walked through, don't turn your back to it. Because if Messiah was walking through the camp, you will not dare turn your back on him, the King. Amen?
Yeah.
Alright, when you come by, you can kiss it with the back, with the spine of your Bible, or with your hand, bring it to your mouth. It's a tradition. We're not worshiping the scroll. We're honoring and we're rehearsing, practicing. So when the King of the universe is in the midst, the King of the earth is in the midst of the nation, we know how to handle ourselves. Amen?
Yeah.
Do not let the world mock us. Do not let the nations know how to worship their pagan gods and they're zealous for it. We have the true King of the universe and we need to learn. The kingdom needs to get ready for the coming of the kingdom. Amen? Alright. We're going to start with Psalm 150 and we will blow the shofars. If you will give me my PowerPoint, I would love to see it.
Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the heavens for his acts of power. Praise him for his mighty acts.
Hallelujah.
Praise him according to his excellent greatness.
Hallelujah.
Praise him with sounds of shofar.
Thank you.
dancing and tambourine. Praise Him with string instruments and flute. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Of salvation. You may sit, please. How lovely are your tents, O Yaakov, your dwelling places, O Israel. O Adonai, through your abundant kindness, I will enter your house in awe, and I will bow down towards your holy sanctuary. O Adonai, I love the house where you dwell, and the place where your glory resides. I shall prostrate myself and bow, bend the knee before the Lord our Maker. As for me and my prayers to you, Adonai, be at the right time. O Elohim of your abundant righteousness, answer me in truth and in your salvation. Matohu ochalecha yasku mishkenotecha Yisrael. Baruch et Adonai
ha-mevorach.
Amen. Blessed be the Lord, the Blessed One. Remember the Sabbath and the day and keep it holy. For the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your Elohim. In it you shall do no work, any work. Speak also unto the children of Israel, saying, above all my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between you and me throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Adonai who sanctifies you. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu derech Yeshua Mashiach. Amen. Blessed are you, O Adonai Elohim, King of the universe, who has given us the way of salvation in Yeshua, in Messiah Yeshua. Amen.
Yeah.
Will you please stand? Declaration of our faith, the Shema. This is a declaration that we honor and will be faithful to the King of creation. And no matter what, we are His people forever. Amen. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai. Yahweh is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. ואהבת את אדוני אלוהיך וכל לבבך ובכל נפשך ובכל מאודך וחיו הדברים האלה אשר אנוכי מצווה נספסך היום על לבבך ושיננתם לבניך ודיבר דבן ושבטך ובטך ובלבטך ודרך ובשבטך ותקומך וקשרתם לאות על ידיך וחיו לתותפות בין עיניך וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך וביש עריך אמן. And you shall love the Lord with all your and these words that I command you this day will be upon your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children and speak to them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way,
when you desire and you arise.
Amen. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and let them be frontlets between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and upon your gates. Ve'ahavt le'recha kamoch, all of us, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Now we do the Amidah, the standing prayer. This is when you would approach the Father in a manner that is respectful, so he may listen to the prayers and your petition. These prayers were done in the temple service by the priests every day, three times a day, twice a day, in the morning and the afternoon sacrifices. Adonai shpatai tiftach ufi hayiti atecha, says, Adonai, open my lips. We can all say it together. Adonai, open my lips, and my mouth may declare your praise. Blessed are you, O Adonai, the God of our forefathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome Elohim, the most high Elohim, who bestows grace and creates all, and remembers the kindness of the fathers, and brings the Redeemer to the children's children, for his namesake with love. O King, Helper, Savior, and Shield, blessed are you, O Lord, Shield of Abraham. Amen. Adonai, Adonai shpatai tiftach ufi yari teilatecha, Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu, Elohe Avotenu, Elohe Abraham, Elohe Yitzhak, Elohe Yaakov, Ahel HaGadol, Agibol Bechanoa, El Elyon Gomel Chasadim Tovin, Bekone Hakol Besocher Hasde Avot, ומבי גואל יבנה בניהם למען שמות ואהבה ומלך הושיע ומושיע ומגן ברוך אתה אדוני מגן אברהם גבורות אתה גיבור לעולם אדוני מחיי מתים אתה אף להושיע, מכלכל חיים בחסד, מחיי מתים ברחמים חבים, סומך נפלים בחופי עולים, ומתיר אסורים ומקיי אמונתו לשני אפיך. מי כמוך בעל גבורות, ומי דומה לך מלך ממית ומשיע, וחיי ומצמיח ישוע, ונאמן לחיות המתים. Baruch ata Adonai mechaye hametim. All of us. You, O Adonai, are mighty forever. You raise the dead. You are mighty saved. You sustain the living with grace. Resurrect the dead with abundant mercy. Uphold the fallen. Heals the sick. Sets free those who are in bondage. And keeps faith with those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, O Master of mighty deeds? And who is comparable to you, King, who causes death and restores life and makes salvation sprout? And you are faithful to resuscitate the dead. Blessed are you, O Lord, who resuscitates the dead. Now what we're going to do, we're going to do Kedushah. Kedushah is something that we are lifting, exalting, and raising the name of the Creator on His day. Making sure that the nations know that the name of our King, Yahweh, the Lord of hosts, is holy and perfect and true. Amen? We will all read together. We will sanctify your name in this world, even as it is sanctified in the heavens above. As it is written by your prophets, and they call each other saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Those facing them saying, blessed.
Blessed is the Lord, the Lord, who is in his
place. Amen. And from your heavenly abode you will appear, O our King, and reign over us. For we await for you. We will reign in Zion. Soon, even in our days, may you dwell there forever and ever. May you be exalted and sanctified within Jerusalem, your city, from generation to generation, and for all eternity. May our eyes see your kingdom. It is expressed in the songs of your might, by the hand of David, your righteous anointed. Yimloch Adonai Leolam, Elohai Yitzion, Elohim Ador, hallelujah. And it says, the Lord shall reign forever, your Elohim of Zion, from generation to generation, hallelujah. The Lord shall reign forever, your God of Zion, from generation to generation, hallelujah. The Lord shall reign forever, your God of Zion, from generation to generation, hallelujah. Declare it. The Lord shall reign from heaven.
Amen.
Hi. Let me try this. This is a Kaddish. Normally is called the mourners. By the way, you know, there's a good resource here in the camp that has, you know, all the resources that you need to learn this. So please take the time to know it, because this is his kingdom. Isn't it nice when we can come together and just praise him? No argument, just praise him. Okay, that's all I care about. The Kaddish is an Aramaic prayer originating in the Second Temple. It's a prayer of praise in the Messianic age. Also over the years became a mourner's prayer. So, because taking words from Job. By the way, if you have some somebody died, you know, make sure you remember them. It's not really for the dead, but it's just basically for support, for comfort. But this is just to praise. There's no word of death in this place. It's all about praising him. So, let me see how I do a transliteration. There we go. Said, Yid gadal ve yid kadash shemer haba ve'alma v'livra hurute ve'yamlich malchute ve'chayechon u'yomechon u'becha u'bechaye דחול בית ישראל בעגלה ובזמן קריב ויאמרו אמן יחי שמי רבה מברך לעלם לעלם ולעלמי עלמיה יתברך ויתפח ויתפער ויתרומם ויתנשא ויתדר ויתעלה ויתחלל שמי קדושה ויראו לעילמים כל ברכתה ושירתה תוש בחתה ונחמתה ואמיכן ואלמה ואמרו אמן. עושה שלום ברומא, הוא יעשה שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל, ואמרו אמן. עושה שלום ברומא, הוא יעשה שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל, ואמרו אמן. Magnify and sanctify be his great name in the world which he has created according to his will. May he establish his kingdom during your life and during your days and during the life of the whole house of Israel, even swiftly and soon, and say, Amen. Let his great name be blessed forever to all eternity. Blessed, praised, glorified, exalted, extolled, honored, magnified, lauded be the name of the Holy One. Blessed is he, though he be high above all the blessings and songs, praises and consolations which are uttered in the world, and say, Amen. May he who makes peace in the highest places make peace upon us and upon all his people, Israel. Now please, I'm going to ask you to stay standing. Now this is the highlight of the service.
Yes.
This is all about the Word. Now the King, now that you talk to Him, now that you praise Him, now that you exalt Him, now that you honor Him, now He wants to speak to you. And He will come out to walk amongst His people. Kind of changes the perspective. Will you understand it? And we've been telling all this time that my brother Judah has been doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and they've been holding key to the protocol of the King. By Hirsuam, by Yome Moshe, Kuma Adonai, Veyafutsu Oveja, Veyanutsu Mesaneja, Mipaneja, Ki Mitzion Tetze Torah, Ki Mitzion Tetze Torah, Ulva. Mirushalayim Barushanatan Torah Torah Barushanatan Torah Torah Leamo Israel Bigdushato.
And it came to pass, whenever the ark went forward, Moses would say, Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered. May those who hate you flee from before you, for from Zion shall go forth the Torah and the word of the Lord out of Jerusalem.
Man.
Blessed be he who in holiness gave his Torah to his people, Israel!
Torah, 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 Torah. Gone up from his people with a shout.
Hey!
With a shout.
Shout! The Holy One of Israel is gone up from his people with a shout.
Hey!
With a shout. Let the people shout the shout with a voice of triumph.
Why?
For our King is great and terrible over all the earth. And the rest of nations and the heartbeat. He has chosen our inheritance and glory of Jacob.
Command the people of Israel.
Holy One of Israel is coming up from his people with a shout.
Hey!
With a shout. The Holy One of Israel is coming up from his people with a shout.
Hey!
With a shout. On his throne, the show of life.
The show of life is great.
And because of Abraham, our gathered together, Israel will be one. The Holy One of Israel is going to form his people with a shout.
Hey!
With a shout.
The Holy One of Israel.
The Holy One of Israel is going to form his people with a shout.
Our inheritance and glory of Jacob.
El Elyon is on his throne.
Oh, yes,
the shofar blast is heard.
The shofar blast.
The peoples of Abraham are gathered together.
Israel shall be one.
Hey!
The one of Israel is coming from his people with a shout.
Hey!
With a shout. The Holy One of Israel is gone up from his people with a shout.
Hey!
With a shout. With a shout.
Hey! Hallelujah!
Oh, amen. You may be seated. Give me that PowerPoint. Yeah, it's been fine. You know, one of the things when I get the PowerPoint, one of the things that we that is overwhelming, and I got to tell you, one of my teachers, one of the first conferences I went to was in Bills in Tennessee. He something that impressed me at the conference was that he took the time for a Shabbat to do the full service, and I learned, and I said, someday, hopefully I have the opportunity to do that. And I want to thank you for teaching me when I started to honor the King. You did that at the conference, and I really made an impact. So, Barhud Dalai Hamebola. Baruch Adonai HaMevorah Le'olam Va'ed. Baruch Adonai HaMevorah Le'olam Va'ed. I'm sorry. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Hamin Ve'natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah.
Amen.
Blessed be the Lord, the Blessed One. Blessed are you, O Lord, King of the universe, who has chosen us from all the peoples and given us his Torah. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the Torah.
Amen.
God bless. וידבר אדוני אל משה ואל אהרון לאמור זאת חוקת התורה אשר צבא אדוני לאמור דבר אל בני ישראל ויקחו עליך פרה אדומה תימה אשר אין בנו אשר לא אללה עליך עול. And it says in verse 1, says, and the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, this is the ordinance of the law which the Lord has commanded, saying, speak to the children of Israel that they bring you a red heifer without blemish, in which there is no defect, and on which the yoke has never come. Amen?
Amen.
Do a short one, at least read from the Torah, so we can at least honor the Creator and read it from the best that we know how right now. Amen? ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם אשר נתן לנו תורה אמת וחיי עולם נתן בתוכנו ברוך אתה אדוני נותן התורה. Blessed are you, Lord God, King of the universe, who has given us the Torah of truth and who has planted eternal life in our midst. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the Torah. Amen. Now, normally, traditionally, we take the time at this time not to inquire, because on Shabbat we don't inquire for our needs. We don't ask for anything but to worship Him. That's why in Isaiah says, not to use your own words, but to use His words, to honor Him, praise Him. But we take the time to ask the Creator to remember and that to heal those who are sick among us, so that we will be the witnesses, so we will be those people that when they see us walking by the way, they would ask you, why is it that you're healthier? Why is it that all these things are happening? Then you will declare, ah, because the King that I serve, He is so good, He is so righteous, and He is so just. So as we pray today, remember all those people who are either sick, you know, family members, like my son is not feeling very good, so keep him in your prayers. Amen. Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we thank you, we exalt you, we praise you, we adore you, we revere you, we worship you, and we will declare to the nations that you are righteous and good and holy and worthy to be praised. We are in awe of who you are. We are in awe of your Sabbath. We are in awe that you have chosen us as your people in order for us to be your witnesses and to declare the wonders, the power, and of who you are, my King, my shield, my strength, and my salvation. We humbly come before you if we have found favor in your sight, and if you delight in us with the open of the Torah in front of us, your word, whom you give to our forefathers in Mount Sinai, my Father, my King, I humbly ask you, as your servants who love you, who fear you, and hold fast to your covenant, to incline your ear to your servants, to incline your ears, and hear the prayers of your people, the prayers that we are under dispersion. We return to you. We surrender to you. We declare that you are our King and there's none else. We declare that you're holy and there's no one holier. We declare that we will serve you forever. Only, please, I humbly pray that you will incline your ear and extend your right arm again. And not only regather us from the four corners of the earth, but also to remember the sick among us, to strengthen the bent, and to be able to restore sight to the blind, to restore the use of the legs to the people. I humbly ask you to please equip us to be the true servants that you desire. My Father, my King, what will the nations say if your kingdom is sick? Don't let us ever be ashamed, for we put our hope in you and we trust you and you alone. And we thank you and we're desperately calling upon you because we have no one else. You've given us the way of salvation through Yeshua, and we believe in you. We trust in you. Remember that you promised our forefathers? May it be goodwill in your eyes that you will consider our petitions, that we humbly come before you. We do not claim and we do not demand, for we are merely your servants. We only submit our petition before you. In the name of Yeshua, we humbly ask you, don't do it for our righteousness' sake. Do it for your name's sake. Do it for your righteousness. Do it for your Torah's sake. Do it for the covenant's sake, so the world will bow down and recognize that there's no one greater than you, that you are holy, that you are worthy to be praised. Amen. The Holy One, I got to move over here. I can't see that one. Sorry. The Holy One, blessed is he, who will send them speedily a complete healing, healing of the soul and healing of the body, along with all the ill among the people of Israel and all of humanity. Soon, speedily, without delay, and let us say,
Amen.
Amen. All right. Will you please stand? We don't have an ark, so we're going to put the ark away. We're going to dress it again. Now, if you may, will you please raise your right arm and let's point to the Torah, because that's the Torah that our King gave us in Mount Sinai. Vesot haTorah asher shal Moshe lifnei bnei Yisrael al pi Adonai veyad Moshe. And this is the Torah of Moses placed before the children of Israel and the command of the Lord through Moses' hands. Amen. You hold it there, please. If you hold it up for me, tell them to hold it up. And you hold it up for me again. Yeah. Et chaim ki lamachasim ba v'tovechecha meushar echacheha darchai noam v'chol netivoteha shalom. Ashivenu Adonai Elecha Veshuvah Chadesh Chadesh Vayenu Chadesh Vayenu Kekedem. It is the tree of life. Everybody together. It is a tree of life. To those who take a hold of it and those who support it are praiseworthy. It is a way, our ways are pleasantness, and all this path are peace. Bring us back, O Adonai, to you, and we shall come. Renew our days as of old. Amen. Aleinu. Thank you. Says, it is our duty to praise the master of all, to ascribe greatness to the author of creation. For he made us unlike the nations of all the lands. He has not made us like the families of the earth. He has not made our portion like theirs, and our lot like all the multitudes. And we bend the knee and bow, and acknowledge our thanks before the King of our kings, the Holy One. Blessed is He. He stretches out the heavens and establishes the earth's foundation. And the seat of His glory is in the heaven above. And the presence of His power is in the most exalted height. There is none other. True is our King. There is nothing beside Him. As it is written in your Torah, and you shall know this day and take to your heart that the Lord, He is God in the heaven above and in the earth below, and there is no other. Okay? We're going to sing this, the last part, together. Right here. Vayom ha'hu, vayom ha'hu, yeh echa, ushemo, ushemo, ushemo echa, vayom ha'hu, vayom ha'hu, yeh Adonai echa, ushemo, ushemo, ushemo. And then we will know, right? We shall know this day and take to your heart that the Lord, He is God in the heavens above and on the earth and below, and there's no one other, right?
Amen.
And that His name shall be one. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Well, you may be seated. Thank you very much for your time. Now we're going to take a few minutes to cover a little bit of the Torah portion. And I want to thank, you know, the you for your attention. I want to thank all of you for allowing me to do this. We do have the resources. Please take the time to know this. This is important. The kingdom needs to get ready for the king. Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah.
And we have the resources. We're not talking about business today, but if you're going to invest in one thing, please invest in how to approach the king. Let's get ready as a kingdom. This Torah portion, I'm going to make it quick. This Torah portion is about chukat. It's a Torah commandment that there's no explanation for. Basically, the father says, I am your daddy, I am your king, you do what I say. By the way, we are getting better. We need to be equipped. We need to learn to serve. We need to do even when we don't quite understand what it means. When we don't really know, you know, what is the purpose. You know, even Solomon cannot understand this particular commandment. The wisest man on earth at one point could not understand why, when is it that you get a red heifer, then you got to crush it with ashes, and then you put water, and then you just sprinkle on people, and then the priest is unclean, and you can come into the temple. That's, what is that? Because daddy says so. Whatever daddy says goes. Because in that particular ritual or a commandment, there is a whole plan of sanctification. And he's trying to identify to you how through the red heifer, which is a type and shadow of basically what happened in the golden calf. You know what I mean? So it's basically, remember when Moses, you know, he took the golden calf and he grounded it as dust. And then basically threw it in the water that was coming down from the mountain. And he made all of Israel drink it. And then it just so happened in the book of Revelation, there is a particular star that falls from heaven. And he makes one third of the waters bitter and one third of the men on the earth will die because the waters were bitter. Why? Because it is called the ordeal. The trial by ordeal. You know why it's a trial by ordeal? Because if you read the whole Torah portion, and we really didn't have the time to read the whole thing, and I highly encourage you do today on your spare time, you know, so you're going to notice that this is the only place in the Torah in which the word amen and amen appears. The first place that amen and amen appears. The root word of the word emunah, the word faith, is amen. So, do you know the laws of shvuah and the derim? The laws of oath and vows. And did you know the ancient way, back in the time of Moses, when somebody took a vow and an oath, it was binding. It was a legal requirement of a covenantal treaty. In other words, if you declare that you will be loyal to that king, you will pay with death if you transgress that covenant. So now this woman is considered to be in doubt of whether she is faithful or not. Would you agree with me that every single one of us have been unfaithful to the covenant at one point or another? So what makes us any better than that we're going to be taken out of this world and then the Jewish people will go through all the bad things in the world? Now let me ask you a question. How many of you confess Yeshua with your mouth? All of you, right? You better. And he becomes your master. He becomes the caretaker of the house of the king, right? And then he's going to appoint him to be leader over us. Do you know the word there for confess in the Greek is homologeo? And the word homologeo means oath, promise, covenant. The moment you accept that Yeshua, it says if you confess, Yeshua is Messiah, is master, right? And you believe that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. Did you know that the moment you did that and you confessed him, his blood became the threshold. And then he became the door. You walked over his blood and you became sanctified for the work of redemption. And you basically came into an agreement, and it's called an oath of cursing in the ancient world. That you vow that you will be faithful to this master. And that's why he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. So if you cross over the threshold, then you are welcome and you are adopted, you are a son, and you are now part of the family of Israel. The only requirement is, if you love me, keep my commandments. In other words, obey me. Did you know what the word love meant in the ancient treaties of the ancient Near East at the time of Moses? It was a legal term, and I'm going to cover that tonight. It was a legal term of loyalty, faithfulness, undeniable service to the king. So when it says, and you shall love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and you shall be loyal, undeniable, faithful to the king, every command the king desires. And with all your might, the word might is also an ancient treaty language of covenant, that you will fight for your king at any moment's notice. See, it's just the word of God just takes a different meaning. So that's why I don't care about arguments anymore. I don't care about who's right. I just want to please my king. I want to honor my king. So if he says, hey, you know, Moses, the Lord spoke to Moses to him and says, this is the ordinance of the Torah. He said, chukat. There's no explanation. Hey, question. How many of you, when you had your kids, when we were young, I'm going to ask you, how many times did your mom and dad say, I want you to do something? And you say, but why? But why? But why? And then eventually your mom gets so upset with you. I know that never happens. They get so upset with you and they go, because I said so! That only gets you more upset. Because you wanted an answer and you didn't get it when you wanted it. I remember my mom, she was trying to tell me something long time, I was a kid. She was trying to say, Rico, sit down. Rico, sit down. And then she went, Rico, sit down. When she raised her eyebrow, I gotta sit down. So I sat down. I sat down and I said, Mom, I just want you to know that inside, I'm standing up. I didn't want to do it, but I did it because I recognize the authority. Now let me ask you a question. How is it possible that we require our children to unexplicably, there's a word for you, without any explanation, yeah, hey, pray for me, okay, I'm a work in progress, you know, without any explanation, they obey everything you say, even when it doesn't make any sense to them. But when the Creator says, do this, because I said so, we have to have a theological debate. And we have to try to dissect, why am I going to do that, and why am I not? No, I don't want to do that, because it's this. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to know our place. The Father has sent His Son, so He can be the way of salvation for you and for me. We don't deserve it. And I don't have time to go into the whole teaching. And my time is up. I want you to know, if you get anything out of today, is that if we are going to be leaders in this kingdom, which I want to be a servant, but so if we're teachers in the kingdom, then it starts with us. And I repent. I turn. And I submit to the King of the universe. And I will do my best. Me and my house, choose for yourself whom you're going to serve. But as for me and my house, I will follow Yahweh. I will follow Messiah. I will follow His Son, Yeshua. You follow? And I will consider Him my master. And I will obey the commandments, even when I don't want to, just because I want to find favor in His eyes. And I want to delight in Him. Make this Shabbat, make this conference, not about us. We're not that important. We're just the vessels that He's using at this time. We are all equals in the eyes of the Creator. I'm going to beg of you today, forget about theology. Listen, do not believe, verify everything we say. Ultimately, it's not about how much we know. It's all about how humble we are when we take our steps and we present ourselves before the King of the universe. And even when we don't understand a commandment, I said, I don't get it, but I'm going to do it because you said so. You know how hard it is for us to do that? But I pray that this weekend is a different weekend. I pray that you see in us the willingness to submit Now, when you're thinking about us and HRN, you know, when we're doing Emergence Network, you're thinking, these are the servants of the King, and we want to support them. We want to do what we need to do in prayer, whatever it is, to let the others know that they are servants of the King trying to promote His kingdom, not us. Even when we don't understand, we will stand for the Torah. Thank you. This is my time. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for the privilege.